Getting tired of your lunch options?
Change it up with Little Caesars Hot and Ready Lunch Combo.
Wowee, the winds of change.
Get four slices of pepperoni deep dish pizza, plus a 20-ounce drink, now for only $4. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Little Caesars, obviously.
Get the Little Caesars Lunch Combo, now just $4, hot and ready 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. Available at participating locations for a limited time, plus tax.
4, 3, 2, 1, welcome to another fun-filled episode of
Conclave Radio!
I'm Casey, and I'm the one that does the technical stuff.
I'm Clint, and I've realized I'm not nearly as popular as Casey.
I'm Greg, and I'm more popular than either of them, and better at the technical stuff.
I'm intern Nate, and I don't hear anything that has to do with it.
I'm Blake, and I wish Casey would be the new intern.
I'm going to change mine. I'm Casey, and without me... this show wouldn't exist.
Oh, man.
Just kidding. I think it would. But, I mean, you wouldn't get the sick intro.
Intro came... I found the song for the intro.
That's true, but I'm the one that controls it right now. Guess who's fading it out? Me.
Jesus?
That's right.
Jesus.
Jesus through me.
Jesus in all things.
Anyway, so. Hey, what's up?
Well, Clint...
I just thought last minute, because that's how we do things on the show, is I could string the show because we're having technical issues on the video portion.
Ooh,
and we can do it on our YouTube channel.
The stand?
Have a stand?
I don't know where the tripod is.
I've seen it somewhere.
Sabrina used it on Friday.
Yeah. So I just, spur of the moment, I thought, hey, why don't we do it on our YouTube channel?
Which is, you know, it's oddly ironic and that this would happen. The day we start working the TV the day that we can't do visual.
It's pretty typical of Conclave Radio. You know, one step forward, two steps.
You know, Michelle.
Where's Michelle?
Gann.
Michelle must be around here somewhere.
She's upstairs.
Gotcha. Probably right above us. Well, that's cool. It's going to be interesting. But I like that you're streaming it. I don't know where the tripod is.
It's okay. I'm just going to do it for just a little bit. Because I think it'd be kind of weird me holding it like this the entire time.
Yeah.
It's not weird for us.
Actually, you look like a robot.
If only we had someone in here that
We need someone. I was about to say, we need an intern to do it.
All we need is an intern that can do this for us.
Whatever that would be.
Oh,
wow.
You want to hold it for us, Addy?
Sure.
Okay, you hold it for us. All right. Well, you want to go?
All right. Intern Addy.
I just got the place.
No.
No, you're still here. You just watch.
Yeah. Well, hello.
You're just secondary intern.
Hello, Alaska listener.
Norwegian listener.
Hi, son.
Man, I got to check our stats again.
I know.
I say that a lot because I never check them.
Well,
we could have Filipino listeners, or we could have Scandinavian
Alaska
listeners.
Yeah.
We
That's
could
right, because it wasn't like 4% of our... you know, listeners through speaker, like, from, like,
some random European country.
Yeah, like Finland and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we really need people to keep subscribing.
Really do.
My theory is that we probably had more audio listeners this past week than we ever have, because we shared the audio portion more than we normally do.
We did. We're trying to support... I put the link to Spreaker up, but from there you can find our other links.
I always link the iTunes, so that's fine. So you're
well. I mean, either
other,
one.
It's fine. That's
either
exactly
one.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody does their own thing,
you,
and then we reach everybody.
People who are listening or watching, apparently through YouTube for the first time in a while.
Yes.
You need to share and subscribe and follow and do whatever you need.
Actually, speaking of that, because I believe last week I said I had big plans for the YouTube channel, and you were like, oh, yeah, sure. So
yeah.
I saw something.
I didn't watch it, but something was uploaded.
Some of
I was like,
basketball other night at our second annual Conclave Super Bowl party, and I posted that to the YouTube channel.
Gotcha.
So just a little bit here and there. I'm going to do a little bit tonight in Conclave View. Just a little bit. You know, just little snippets here and there.
I see.
Yeah. Now, this is live, though.
On YouTube.
On YouTube, we are live on the YouTube.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder how many views we'll get there.
I don't know. So far, it was zero, but it's fine.
Hey.
We didn't promote it. We didn't
it's
promote
better
it.
Than negative one.
That's better than negative one. That's true. That's true.
Just trust me on this one.
So how was everybody's week?
Good.
It's been a good week.
It's
good.
Been good. I think it's been good. I woke up.
Blake, anything happened to you since we last talked to you last Wednesday?
No,
nothing crazy.
No,
it's normal.
I mean,
I think you're going to be struggling with technology for the rest of your life. I'll tell you that.
No, I found out I'm really good at tricking people into doing them what I want.
As in getting them to agree to marry you?
Yeah. Like okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope she. I just got geared down the aisle before she sobers up.
Right. Yeah. We all have plenty of time to change her mind. That is for sure. But congratulations are in store.
Yeah. Hold on. You get the applause button.
Oh, you're going to get the applause button? Yeah. Oh, you heard it.
It's there.
Congratulations, Blake.
Thank you.
To Michelle.
Well wishes to Michelle.
We're still working on a hashtag.
I've
solved so it.
No,
you
I've decided the hashtag.
Oh,
I've
decided. Are you sure?
What's the hashtag?
Oh, yeah. It's done.
What I can tell you really quick if it's going to be the hashtag or
what's
not.
What's the hashtag? So, can we know? Is that something we can say on the show?
Well, you know.
I don't care.
Okay. We should really take a vote.
It's probably not going to be it. So
we should take a vote of all the hashtags and let that be something.
I still say
do.
Hashtag.
Was there such a thing as a hashtag, something to go along with? There wasn't for me. There was no. We
would chisel a hashtag in stone.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right, yeah.
For me, it was.
I just think it's the dumbest thing. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I think
I understand
out of
purpose,
everything,
it is
I think
ridiculous.
Like the social media like anticipation.
That's which one?
A good one. I said mine was hashtag too many cooks.
No.
Too many cooks. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Hey, Lisa.
Well, and our intern has been called.
Hey, Lisa, come on in. We were talking about this hashtag thing for your to get married and how when we got married there was no such of a thing as that. So, do you have any good ideas for their hashtag for the cooks? Mine was Michelle Gets Cooked.
No, there was one on there. I can't remember what it was. Though. Cook Gets Canned. That's
cook Gets
like.
Canned.
No, mine would was Can Gan Can Cook. And that's
Cooking with Gan?
Canned,
no.
I said hashtag what's cooking good looking, but Michelle did not like that one.
I really loved mine. It was clever.
What was it?
That was funny.
What was yours?
Cook's gonna be sorry.
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
Why?
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's utterly destroyed our show. Imagine what's gonna happen in your marriage.
Oh,
maybe I shouldn't went that far. Too soon.
Bum bum bum.
Too soon.
I'm gonna get an email about that one.
Oh, yeah.
What? You can send all emails to
Aaron at Metropolitan Church.
Yes.
Yes, she's home. Apparently, she's getting
it's looking.
Everybody might be getting a little motion sick right now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's YouTube. I mean, not like anybody ever looks at YouTube.
Professional.
So it's fine.
That being said, we will put the link. We need the subscribers everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, so congratulations, Blake.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank
We're
you.
So proud.
I don't think I can beat that one this week. That's a little big.
I think you can.
I have faith.
I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of.
Mine's no big deal.
No. Yeah, well, I guess not to you. I guess that's opinionated. Nate played trombone on stage. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, Nate,
he did.
Awesome, by the way.
He did a really
was,
good job.
That was.
There it is.
Hey, look at
Nate,
tripod.
What are you?
Look.
Hey.
He's doing his job. I'm so proud.
So for those of you who aren't watching on YouTube and have no clue what's going on, we're just, you're like, what is going on over here? This is
Facebook.
Yeah.
And you hear this, you can go on our YouTube page. What is it? Conclave_Metro?
No, it's just Conclave Metro.
It's Conclave Metro. You can go subscribe to that channel of social media because we are everywhere. We're all over social
media.
We're
all over social
media. Is YouTube considered social media?
Absolutely it is, yeah.
So in fact,
absolutely.
YouTube is the best social media platform for your mental health.
For my mental health?
Yeah, because you learn things. Yeah, scientifically proven. Do you know what the...
You say scientifically proven, and I doubt.
Do you know what the worst social media is for your mental health, especially for a young person's mental health?
My guess is Twitter or Instagram.
It's definitely Instagram because compare our insides to other people's outsides. Like, they're at Disney World, I'm at home eating Doritos in my pajama pants. You know, right?
What's wrong with that?
That is true. That's absolutely true.
They're on this amazing date, and I am looking for my old baseball.
He's hating.
There's no telling how many times I've looked through Instagram, and I'll be eating like this like box of Fig Newtons in my lap, right? And you see like some bodybuilder pop up in your feed, and you have it halfway in your mouth, like.
And that's when my thought is tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm really like tomorrow. I'm really gonna hit it hard.
I'm gonna look like that guy in a month.
Man, tomorrow, the first
as I pop open the next box of Fig Newtons.
We're a little crooked, but it's up. So.
That's okay. Thank you, intern Nate.
We'll just tilt our heads.
You're earning your pay.
One cent at that's a time. Right.
Well, so
for 70 cents a day.
Well, there's big things happening. I know we're not really about what we do here, but we have some like pretty big people that are coming to the church. Like,
absolutely,
they're getting here like today.
Woo,
right?
They're here.
They're here.
Right
now.
Oh, they are here.
They're eating,
and they're already getting ready. People and songs are on campus.
Applause.
As we speak.
Pause.
Applause.
Oh, applause. My bad.
So the Time to Rise Up conference begins tomorrow, right?
Right, it
does.
And it goes tomorrow. Through all weekend, worship service Friday night, so that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. So, that being said, if you're in town around this time, Metropolitan Church of God is the place to be if you want to see people in songs.
Yep. They haven't asked me to be on stage yet, but I figure
once they see you, they're going to... Right.
That's true.
Once they see us later today, they're going to be like, hey, you guys are from Conclave Radio, and they're going to ask us to get on stage.
Well, where we really messed up was, how did we not figure out a way of getting them on the show?
That, you know, it's a good question.
Man, do you
should
know
I
awesome
should I run over there and, like, grab one?
I'm sure they don't have anything better to do than to be on
right.
our podcast.
Hey, you, come here. They're going to be like, where am I?
they have their own promotion department, and I'm pretty sure there's, like, some process that they do before they go through. Like,
they can do the process on
I'm pretty sure they're not, like, Conclave rate. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We can ask them if a hot dog is a sandwich. Ooh. I mean, that would be the greatest poll
question. Talk about a
ever.
Comeback.
I'm pretty
that's
sure.
Is that what songs. We would ask people
in
songs?
Songs? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's the first question we'd ask. Don't worry.
There's four more. I'm pretty sure this is how the storyline starts for the story of how did y'all all get arrested for kidnapping?
Yeah.
Well,
we could even bring in Chase and Steven. To do like the, you know how we had members to
people
our
in song joins yeah. Conclave.
Yeah. Oh man,
you talk think, about I mean, a switcheroo.
Hey, do you think they could? Since they're gonna, they're only coming here through Saturday, right? We couldn't ask them to stay over for Sunday night.
No, they'll be here
Sunday.
No, they're staying for Sunday.
Oh yeah, no, they're
they'll
leaving Sunday morning.
Sunday.
They're leading worship here Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
You think they could stay for Conclave Sunday night? Because wow.
Talk about
wow. I don't think so.
No.
But that would be amazing.
I think it's worth an ask.
All they can say is no.
Exactly.
I don't need all the people and songs, just a people and a song, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, people and song.
People and song.
Not
person.
Person and
person
song.
Person and song.
No, 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 no.
Person
no.
and
for,
song.
For this, in particular,
people.
It's people and song.
Yeah. This is such a bunny trail, but I've so enjoyed it.
No, it's yeah. it's on the order. We're totally fine, okay. Which I did... print out this week.
Great job, by the way.
I know. I'm back. I'm getting back to my roots.
I am proud of you.
We're all sharing fun. Hey.
It's fine. It's fine, Casey. You're doing a great job.
Thanks. I don't. One of these days, I'm going to let Blake, you know, do everything. Because he said he wanted to.
Yeah.
I just want it done right.
Some people are picky.
For just 70 cents a day, you can pay for Casey to have a little bit better job of doing his job. Please feel free to call, and just your small gift might actually get us one decent intern out of two people.
So, Nate, when are you going to start actually doing intern stuff for us? Can we go ahead and put in our Starbucks order right now for next week? Should we do that? And go ahead and get the ball rolling on that?
Do you have the Starbucks app?
Do you have a car to get there?
It's about time for you to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Totally get the
that's a grown man thing to have. This is Starbucks.
Yeah. That's why I don't have it. Kids. But Lisa has it.
Part of the passage to manhood, you gotta get to Starbucks.
You gotta have a Starbucks.
That's you true. Know, you bar mitzvah and then Starbucks.
Yeah, there's
a process. It involves Starbucks. That being
so,
said,
well, let's talk about big faith and big dreams.
Right. That was the topic that we talked about last week, was big faith and big dreams, and how we need to, well, how we need to keep our faith, and how with faith we can have big dreams.
Yeah. Well, I read this story by this guy named Brennan Manning, and he told a story about how he went up into the solitude of the mountains, and he said, you know, he wanted the Lord just to kind of lay on him just a fresh word. You know, we've all kind of been there. Like, all right, I'm ready, God, just lay it on me. And he felt the Lord was just saying to him, basically, I want you to know my Father's love. I want you to know how much I love you. And he said, man, you know, he said, God, I already know that. You know, he said, I know that. Lay something new on me. You telling me that you love me, that's old hat.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversation went on where he felt like the Lord was just making him realize how much the Lord really does love us in intangible ways. And one of the things that I remembered was he said, you know how when you have a friend that loses a loved one, how you will grieve with them? Well, have you ever thought about grieving with me on Good Friday when I lost my only begotten son? Mm. And so after that conversation, he asked himself was, where is my faith commitment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is my faith commitment? Is it alive? Is it growing? Is it developed? And so that's kind of what the topic for today,
right?
For the show today is about our faith commitment. What is it? What does that look like to us? And we kind of use the analogy about water. But me and the kids and Lisa, we went on a hiking trail in Gatlinburg over Thanksgiving, and we had such a great time. Now, y'all know I'm not a real man, so even the walking trail was paved. Alright, so it wasn't like running, but we were walking to a waterfall, and it was beautiful, right? And at some point
we have to shave him.
Yeah. And one of the things that we found on our way to the waterfall was like a stream, and it was cold that day, but it was just warm enough where you wanted to just drink the water, and it looked so good and refreshing.
Mm.
But of course, Mom was with us, and so Lisa thought that we would get like botulism if we drank from the stream, and so whatever. So, but I don't know why, but I love drinking water like that from those kind of things because it's so cold and refreshing. But the opposite of it is I have this old planter in my front yard, or like near my garage rather. It's been there since we bought our house, and it just holds water from storms, and it just sits there, and it's like stagnant, and it's really gross.
Delicious.
And
that's still water.
And it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been thinking about is kind of comparing the two as far as our faith commitment. Is it flowing? Is it attractive? Is it inviting? Or is it stagnant, stale, and stinking? What do y'all think?
I think I'm slightly offended that when you said stagnant, stale, and stinky, you looked at me.
Oh, well, I just look at you. Just kind of like looking at you, Greg. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do y'all think?
Yeah. No.
What do y'all think?
I think it takes a certain degree of wisdom and what are you doing? Certain degree of wisdom and prayer and self awareness to even start to understand where your commitment and faith really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to. Usually, if you have to think about it, I don't think you're probably where you should be. Or if you are thinking about it, you are at a certain spot and you're like, man, I just really wish I could dive into this a little bit harder.
Right. one of the things that he said that really stuck with me, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have my phone with me, but he said, when we get to a point where we think the Father's love or Abba, and it was interesting because then Pastor Jason talked about Abba, how we cry Abba Father in Sunday morning service, but he said, when we get to the point where Abba is old hat, he said, Jesus has been tamed, and he said our Pentecostal fire has been extinguished. And we get to the point where we feel like his love is old hat. And that really, you know, because a lot of us just think, we all know God loves us. I mean, that's fine, you know.
Jesus loves me. This I know.
For the Bible tells me so, or for God so loved the world. But it's just, it's not old hat. Like, and what do you think? What do you guys think happens when we think that his love for us is old news? Like, it's nothing new, nothing special.
Well, our commitment is limited at that point. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes old hat. So it's like we know everything, but that doesn't mean that we're gonna have faith and commitment to everything that we know. Mm-hmm. Like saying old hat, like. It's kind of like lukewarm Christianity. You know all the parables and whatnot, but you don't really live them out. And I think that's where our faith is limited in what we do and how we live.
Yeah, I mean, it's a spiritual plateau that you hit. Like, you're not growing anymore. Like, yeah. you're not going to get any farther than wherever you are in that moment if you stop knowing what it means to know that love, know what he has planned for you, and actually understand to the point of we're always going to be on a path until the day we die, and he's always going to put something in front of you. But if you can't even keep that faith in your heart of, hey, there's always going to be something more he wants for me, then you're not progressing. You're just stagnant, like you said.
And I think it also robs him of new ways to show us that he loves us. Mm-hmm. We think he only can show us how he loves us by healing somebody that we know with cancer or saving us from a bad car wreck. But what about like the normal things in life that happens every day that we don't give him credit for because we think, oh.
Like oxygen. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Simple stuff.
Yeah, or just you were expecting a really bad day at work or school or class, and it goes exceptionally well.
Absolutely.
And you're like, man, today was a great day. But when you think, oh, you already know about how much God loves us, you rob him of those new ways of showing us.
We put limitations on it. We put limitations on the blessings of God. You know, we think, oh, well, the Lord didn't bless me with $1 million today. Oh, I wasn't blessed, but you woke up, you got beautiful kids to wake up to. You got a family, you got a job, you got a roof over your head.
Yeah.
But you don't say thank you. A lot of people don't say thank you for that. They want that big blessing. You know, they want the Super Bowl of blessings, but yet they're not willing to, you know, do the Division III, you know, the playoffs for it. You know what I'm saying?
And so, I think that's one of the beautiful things about being around children or being around brand new Christians is because they still have that amazement at every little blessing and every little miracle. They're just blown away by how awesome God is.
And you know how, and very similar to what you were saying, is when you're in a new relationship with someone, and let's say that when you and Leslie were first dating, I bet you did all kind of sweet things for Leslie. And I know I did for Lisa. I would give her cards all the time, and I'd meet her at work, and I'd leave flowers in her car. I'd do all kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm just guessing here, but I know it's how I felt was, man, she is just the greatest thing. And I would think about all the nice things she would do for me all the time because it was just so fresh and alive. And I think that's how we need to be with our relationship with the Lord is, wow, man, what awesome things the Lord did for me today.
Absolutely.
You know? And what that does is that increases our faith, increases our that love affair that we're supposed to have with him, it is not old hat.
Ultimately, it solidifies the foundation of your faith in Christ. You know, I mean, you know, like you said, you did a lot for Lisa, you know, starting off in the relationship because, you know, you were building that foundation. You know, you want, hey, 20 years down the road, I want her to know, hey, I love her, I'm here for her, I'm her rock, all right? And you got to do that, you know, you got to do it from the beginning, you know? And that's, you know, that's just like your walk with, you know, with Jesus. Every day that you're, you know, it's like a new Christian, you know, like we were talking about, a new Christian, you know, they're just in awe of all the cool things. And we're just like, all right, like say somebody on the piano is having a praise break and they're like, oh, that guy's, you know, cool, that's talented, but they don't know that it's the anointing, you know, the anointing. And they're seeing all this and they're like a deer in the headlights look, you know, like, oh, it's so cool, you know, but... you know, you start from the bottom, now you're here. That was drinking, I'm sorry.
Totally allowed. It's totally allowed. But, yeah, so, and I think that was something that I've tried to ask myself, his questions, what the question he asked himself was what is my faith commitment? You know, where am I at? Yes, I'm saved. Yes, you know, yes, I know all those things, but where is my commitment? Do I think a lot of things that he does for me, his old hat in my mouth? I'm going to start talking like this. And
that's totally fine. Yeah.
And this is why Blake and I aren't messing with our microphone very much.
I like to fidget.
Yeah, you're talking about the faith your faith commitment. How about this, you know, and I thought about this the other day when I was at a church in Coleman. And it was kind of cool. I said, you know, oftentimes people who grow up in church, you're faithful. But God's not only looking for the faithfulness, he's looking for the availableness, well, you know. Sometimes you just make yourself available. That's all God's looking for. God's looking for a vessel that's willing to work. That's mm-hmm. it. We've been at church in here.
Well, that's the challenge for the week. That's the challenge for the week.
Be available and be faithful.
Be available and test your commitment.
And ask yourself, what is your faith commitment? Is it alive? Is it growing?
Is it stagnant or is it flowing?
That's right. Yeah. Is it attractive to others? And the last thing he said was something that
is
really,
it growing or
he
is
said,
it flowing?
He said, if people are going to criticize us, let them criticize us for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Don't let them criticize us because we're not emotional. Let them criticize us because we're too emotional. Don't let them criticize us because we have little faith. Let them criticize us because we have big faith. Like, I want them to say, man, that Clint, he acts like he just got saved. Like, he's acting a little ridiculous. And I want them to criticize me because of that. I want them to criticize me because they think, you know, he really thinks, or she really thinks she can walk down a hospital hallway and people will actually get healed.
That's right.
Can you believe she thinks that? Yeah. Let them criticize us for that.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because that came up in our class at Conclave U a couple weeks ago. One of my students actually said that exact same thing last night.
Really?
We were talking after class because, of course, I'm not going to push my religious beliefs on my students during class. But after class, they were talking to me, and one of the girls says, I just want to have enough faith to walk into a hospital and start praying. And I was like, woo! Oh!
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what faith commitment looks like. That is not old hat. When you're at that place, when you're thinking like that, that means it is not old hat to you. Yeah. Well, we got to wrap this thing up, boys.
Well, I guess so.
Casey.
Hello.
Tell the people how they can connect with us at Conclave.
Well, I'll tell the people how.
Casey,
yeah,
tell the people how they can use Satan's tools to connect with us.
Well... you people make me lose my train of thought, but it's okay. Once I go, I'll go. If you're in the Birmingham metropolitan area, join us for Conclave every Sunday at 6 o'clock on, at the Metropolitan Church of God.
Chase Gillen's our guest speaker this week. Yay!
He's going to be talking. It was a big one. Yeah. And if you can't make it to that, we also have Conclave View Wednesday night at 6:30.
Dating series begins tonight.
And if you can't make it to that, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, Pastor Jason Browning, always giving great messages. He's been hitting it really close to home recently.
Hey, did we point out the elephant in the room?
We talked about it.
Congratulations, my man.
Thank you.
Poor Michelle.
Yeah, we talked about the elephant in the room that Blake and I are now going to have to make things.
go to formal. We're all going to formal as
well. What about social media?
I'll tell you what, we're all over social
media. We're all over social media.
We're on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Yes, we're on YouTube. We have videos on YouTube
That's
now if you want
right.
to go check them out. That's where we were recording tonight, and I think in the future we want to... In the future, I want to put our videos...
Why aren't we doing them all on YouTube?
I think going forward, that's
what
we...
Well, Facebook is where we have followers
and
can
comments
view us.
On Facebook.
But
couldn't
future,
you just put the YouTube link on Facebook?
Well, you can actually stream to both at the same time, but nobody ever asked Greg to set it up.
Yeah, well, hey, or with,
you
yeah, with
you know,
what?
There's a way to get around it. Well, that's what we want to do, Greg.
See, I got replaced by Casey.
There's ways that we can go live to every place at once, but you know,
yeah,
whatever.
We can reach all
in the future. You know, like this is progress.
Yeah, we're baby steps.
We're a big deal, but you know, we're not the biggest yet. So yeah, that's how you can find us.
And so this was...
And Conclave Radio on Instagram.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've been doing lots of great stuff with our Instagram
page. I'm going to keep doing some more good stuff as well.
You've been doing good things. So, yes. So, next week will be Season 2, Episode 20.
20?
Wow.
Of Season 2.
20 of Season 2 of... Conclave Radio! Radio!
Paycor knows HR teams are under pressure to recruit and retain top talent. You need more than HR tech. You need expertise at the core. Meet Paycor. Our technology saves you time. Our expertise helps you make a difference. Paycor.com/meetPaycor.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.